I'm Ria. This is Friar Roderick here for AaronRia.com and for Sports Faith International. We have a very special guest here, which we're very honored to have, is Tom Monahan. How you doing, Tom?
Pretty good. I feel pretty privileged to be part of this because I never think I'd be in any kind of sports hall of fame. The only sport that I excelled at was ping pong.
That's a tough sport.
I was one of the best in my days, but that was a long time ago, and you don't get a lot of awards for ping pong. But I did own the Detroit Tigers, so I suppose that's the reason I'm here.
Right. So the Detroit Tigers were also a big sports program, I'm sure, at Ave Maria University, right?
Oh, yes, and all our coaches have to be devout Catholics, and we're starting football in 2011. It was hard to find a football coach who was a daily communicant, but we found one.
So this is getting a little ahead of ourselves. You're the founder of the Domino's Pizza, and from that you were successful and started using that your financial success and helping out a lot of Catholic causes, right?
Well, I have always wanted to be a priest,
really?
And I got kicked out of seminary in high school.
What did you do wrong?
Well, I didn't really do anything that wrong. I had a mother who I wasn't real close to, and she wrote a letter. She suffered from what we know now as bipolar.
Okay. So,
and she wrote a letter to the rector saying I wasn't writing home very often. And in those days, they had plenty of vocations, so he just said, pack your bags and go home.
Right.
And I was crushed because I really wanted to be a priest.
Right.
Huh? So that was in the 10th grade.
Wow. So
I got back at the girls. That was a consolation. Which I didn't do very well at.
So you started also on chasing some pizzas, right? You started...
Yeah, I got into the pizza business because I had no money and I wanted to be an architect. I'm a big Frank Lloyd Wright buff.
Right.
And I had a chance to buy a pizza place with $500 down payment. There was a hole in the wall. And we borrowed $900 from a credit union and we opened. Wow. I had no idea what I was doing, and I thought I was going to pay my way through school. And I thought I'd work, about 30 hours a week, go to school, and make a lot of money from making pizzas. And I was working about 100 hours a week and losing my shirt. So I was stuck there. But I ended up learning a new aspect of the business, and that was delivery. No one had successfully delivered, and I tried to figure out how to do that, and we ended up basically pioneering the pizza delivery aspect of the business, and that's the rest is history.
Right. Focusing on college campuses, right? There's a lot of hungry
students.
That's
where we started. We started in college towns. Yeah. My first store was in what was then a small campus, Eastern Michigan University.
Okay.
It had about 4,000 students then, and it became the busiest pizzeria in the United States on that small campus.
I didn't know that.
Just focusing on delivery.
Wow.
And then we went to Mount Pleasant, Michigan at Central. That's where I met my wife.
Great.
Then we went to Ann Arbor, East Lansing, and all the college towns.
That's so at one point you decided to really make a shift as far as focusing not on pizzas but on Catholic philanthropy and supporting ministries, right?
Well, I always wanted to. The reason I wanted to be successful is to help the Catholic Church.
Even from the beginning, huh?
Yeah. I figured that I wanted it to mean being successful by itself didn't mean anything to me. I always thought that I could be successful. All you got to do to be successful is really want it and work at it, and I was willing to do that. And I think I had some insights as a businessman that would help me do that. And it worked out that way. But I wanted to serve the church, and I ended up coming up with a conclusion that the best way to help the Catholic Church is higher education.
Because
I saw the way the church was when I grew up,
and
the way it was in the 70s and 80s, and
especially in higher education,
especially in higher education, and that led to a lot of the other problems in the church.
It's so important.
And I felt what the church needed more than anything else was a good Catholic university that could be a beacon to all the other Catholic universities, most of which have lost their way. And I was on the board at Franciscan for 12 years, and Father Scanlon was a hero of mine, and that's our model.
Great.
We just take it and make it better.
Okay, so he took the motto, the role from Franciscan University as far as a plan to do this the sports.
Yes, and it showed that you could be Orthodox and be successful at the same time, and I think a lot of administrators didn't believe that.
Right.
And
apparently.
And as far as I'm concerned, if you're not that, you're wasting your time anyhow.
It's not rocket science, is it? Really?
It's just being faithful.
Right.
And you just have to have the guts to do that and not give in to every pressure you get for right. secularization.
And that's it's just wonderful. The wonderful that the to know that really the world wants, actually, talk about success, is to be Orthodox. That's what we all want.
That's right. That's the way we were made. That's the way we're supposed to do what God wants us to do. And until we do, we're just not going to be very happy.
Right. So, now the sports aspect of it, would you say that sports are very important in the academic world?
Oh, they are, for a lot of reasons. So one is, nowadays people spend so much time in front of a TV or playing with their computers.
Myself included.
and I've always been a great believer in fitness. And I got that from the Marine Corps, but it's also, I believe, our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and we should take care of them. And sports is a good way to do that. And it's also good because if you get the right coaches,
right.
Those students are going to study
right.
because they want to make the team.
Right.
And if they don't get their grades, they're not going to make the team.
Right.
So consequently, our athletes probably do a lot better in class than our other students.
Well, it seems the faith and the goals inquired in faith as far as achieving goal of being achieving holiness is very much compatible with the goals of the drive necessary to win sports and to win in academically in the world too.
Yeah, and how to lose too.
Right. Okay.
It's good to human beings are afraid to get out of their comfort zone.
That's right.
Myself
included.
And to the extent you do. That's why the Marine Corps was so good.
Okay,
believe me, we were out of our comfort zone.
Wow.
And I think sports is the same way, because you have to just keep trying harder and harder and repeat and things you don't like to do, and it builds a lot of character.
Well, that's great, Tom. It's really been an inspiration having this conversation here with the everything you're doing for the faith and for the youth and the future of America and the future of the world.
Well, thank you very much. I got a lot of making up to do, though.
We all do. God bless you, Tom.
Thank you.
Ave Maria, this is Friar Roderick here speaking with Tom Monahan for AveMaria.com and Sports Faith International. God bless you.